I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the latest area and state news on KJAN for Saturday, September 14th. The Atlantic Police Department reported Friday a local man had been arrested late Thursday night on several charges following a domestic disturbance at the Sundance Apartments. 19-year-old Cameron Berg of Atlantic faces charges that include assault on a peace officer, disorderly conduct, escape or absence from custody, two counts of interference with official acts, two counts of criminal mischief in the third degree, and domestic abuse serious assault. Officials say the incident occurred just before midnight. The officer involved in the incident was not injured. Berg was booked into the Cass County Jail. A 37-year-old Iowa policeman has been shot and killed during a standoff in northern Iowa. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson has this report.
The incident started Thursday night at about 9:30 in Rockwell City. Authorities got a 911 call saying 32-year-old Corey Trott was inside a home there. He was wanted for felony assault for beating his mother this past Sunday. A standoff ensued. 37-year-old Jamie Bunting of the Rockwell City Police Department was part of the emergency response team that surrounded the home. A single gunshot came out of the house at 1:40 in the morning, striking the policeman. He died 4 hours later at a hospital. The standoff ended just before 5:30 a.m. Trott was taken into custody. He's been charged with first-degree murder. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Bunting, the policeman who was killed, was married, and the couple had two young children. He was scheduled to teach a class on the defensive use of handguns at the Rockwell City shooting range today. A bag of bones found in a warehouse in the small western Iowa community of Dow City 2 years ago are very old and will not prompt a criminal investigation. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office was called to investigate two bags of bones found in May of 2011 inside an old warehouse in the town of about 500 people. The sheriff called the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, which had the bones examined by the state medical examiner's office. Forensic archaeologists determined the bones were from a man and woman and at least 75 to 100 years old. The Center for Human Identification will attempt to identify DNA, and the profiles will be uploaded to the Unidentified Human Remains Index and other databases of missing individuals. Police in Red Oak report two people were arrested Friday and one early this morning. 57-year-old William Wayne Elliott of Red Oak was arrested at around 2:20 a.m. on a warrant charging him with harassment in the third degree. Elliott was taken into custody in the Montgomery County Jail and later released on $300 cash bond. Friday afternoon, Red Oak police arrested 19-year-old Jordan Drew Williams of Red Oak on a charge of theft in the fifth degree after Williams came to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and admitted to stealing a bike from 704 East Knuckles Street and then pawning it for $30. The bike was valued at $150. The owners of the pawn shop have requested restitution to be paid in the amount of $30. Williams' bond was set at $300. And late Friday night, 43-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares of Red Oak was arrested at the corner of North 3rd and East Elm Streets on charges of public intoxication and breach of peace. Olivares was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. An observant police officer in Red Oak Friday arrested a woman known to have been driving with a revoked license. Authorities say 69-year-old Karen Jean Tuntas of Red Oak was arrested at around 10:50 a.m. in the 500 block of North Broad Street. Tuntas' license had been revoked for a previous OWI offense. She was taken into custody and brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where Tuntas was charged with driving while revoked, OWI-related. Her bond was set at $1,000. The Atlantic City Council will enter a closed session near the end of their regularly scheduled meeting next Wednesday to discuss legal matters pertaining to the Poet LLC ethanol transfer station. According to the council's agenda, Mayor Dave Jones requested the session with City Attorney Dave Wiederstein to discuss possible litigation relative to the transfer station. This past Tuesday evening, the Atlantic Planning and Zoning Commission met in a regular session and discussed the Poet situation. Zoning Administrator John Lund and members of the commission were not at all happy with Poet for beginning work on the ethanol transfer station without first having consulted with the city. The issues of contention boiled down to public safety and wear and tear on city streets. The only communication the company had, which was nearly a year ago, was with Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese. That was with regard to the safety precautions the company said it would have in place. Those precautions included four spill pits underneath the rail cars as they were being loaded with fuel from tractor trailers, which will be coming to Atlantic from Poet's production facility in Coon Rapids. Dave Wiederstein has indicated there isn't much the city can do to stop or prevent work from continuing on the project, but Mayor Jones said at the P&Z meeting that the city wasn't done exploring its options on how to deal with the issue. Now it appears the track may lead to a legal resolution. The Atlantic City Council meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. on September 18th. And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.